every personality has his own tone. They represent through their tonality. That is what we have to understand. Tonality is like what is the voice of the brand, effective brand along with the group brand, and needs a good tone of voice, because consumer observe that in advertising. It's the brand talking to the consumer. When consumer listens your receives your brand message, this is how they look at it. How is the brand ambassador speaking? How are they dressed? How is the tone of conversation? Aggressive or toned down or sage like, as they say, or an outlaw type. Okay. Dar ke aage jeet hai. You see that tonality of that drink. So that's what tonality matters, because here you are trying to dare individual to break their status quo. So that's what is a tonality consists of. Tone of voice is simply the personality of the brand. Your tone is what your personality is. I am a sly guy, then my tone of this thing will be sly type. I am a bold, then my all conversation will be of the bold tonality. Tone of voice governs what is said and how it is said. And that impacts the receiver. Therefore, the brand tonality is also important. Example, a company that wants to project its brand as a knowledgeable might use a detached or a professional style, proper grammar and more formal language their ambassador will speak. So that's what is the tonality. Whatever tone of voice be, consistency is important. That itself will bring your brand personality. Slow and steadily, it will bring. Advertisement that delivers consistent tone of voice helps consumer to understand your personality better. In contrast, advertisement that switches between contrasting tone of voice creates a sense of discomfort and leads to the consumer's unpredictability. They are not able to predict what you are, and therefore they alienate you from the real life. Although consistency in tone of voice is crucial, it is also important to know when to vary your style, because if you are considering to target multiple segments, each segment may need a different tonality. So can you do that? Yes, you have to see that you create a mutually exclusive communication, and there you can have a different tone. Of course, you have to use also media differently, otherwise the same two different communication going to the same target audience, he will get confused. While the example uniformly projects a fun tone of voice, advertisement may consistently project the fun in the tone of the voice. Advertisement aimed at children might be used one such of vocabulary. So if you want to convey fun to the kid, you have to have a specific vocabulary. Advertisement aimed at adult may have to use another tone and the vocabulary for adults to convey the same fun aspect of the brand personality. Similarly, different types of media requires somewhat different style of tonality. Example, successful newspaper advertisement demands different grammar than advertisement which may be on the social media or the web page. Both can have a different lingo. Tonality can come out of lingo also that you use. An account planner, therefore, now needs to understand the advertising tonality of the client, which will be his input. He has to give this as a creative input to his creative team, so that team understands the tonality on which they have to create their advertisement. Post-pandemic, what is happening? Two things that have always formed the base for the success of any ad campaign, which even remains valid today. For the content, the more it is relevant is what makes the ad click with the audience. Just as the human changes their personality to match circumstances, brand being an extension of the consumer should also modify their tone. So now brand has to become a caregiver also. Earlier brand need not be. Post-pandemic, brand has to become a caregiver also. So they convey that, you know, contactless deliveries and all. Be human, act with sensitive and compassion and empathetic towards the man. Okay, so you are not a non-living entity. Brand is considered as a living entity equally, so you have to be empathetic. Lead purposefully. So after the pandemic, you have to show the purpose for which your brand exists. Environmental concerns, societal concerns, So you have to show that how you contribute. Your brand is contributing in the well-being. Act with intention. Back up your adapted tone of voice with the action. Mere tone will not translate if customers do not see that consistently happening with you, with your brand, by your brand. For the timing, brands need to expand, keep in mind the current intent limitations and uncertainties. So brand may have to now constantly be watchful about tonality as the time is changing very fast. Adoptions of technology is happening very fast. So that's another challenge that a account planner faces. A reliance on digital innovations and technology is the key. Tonality, technology adoption, digitalization. Now, as you said, the print may use different tonality, digital may use. However, there are one set of customers who may not be referring to print. So that's a challenge. For example, consider Jeep. In April, several weeks after the pandemic was declared a national emergency, Jeep aired lighthearted revamp of its Super Bowl Groundhog Day ad, and conveying understanding that every day is starting to feeling the same, but encouraging folks to stay home. However, as the states are starting to open up, the company has begun airing another ad, Drive Forward, in which they encouraging people to go out, explore the world again. So earlier one was making them to stay at home. Next tone, when the pandemic opened up, it was encouraging them to drive out. So that's how one has to play with the brand and personality and the tonality. So then, after we understood various components of brand identity, personality, tonality, etc., we have to now deliver the brand story. So what is this story is about? Known fact that stories matter in life of everybody. We are keen to know the story, the end of it. You know, that's a very childhood traits. Stories makes people feel something, emotions, create a powerful connection between the audience, the character with the stories and the storyteller. If I have to just very simple term give you an example, Fortune Wilmer advertisement done by Ogilvy and Mather. Many oils were there in the market. They came in much later in their life, you know, in the market. But that was the first time a TV commercial in the form of a storytelling has happened. Almost running for 1 minute, where a grandma is shown entering a hospital where his son with a fractured body there, a nurse refusing her to offer the home-cooked food, stating the rule. They show that grandma keeps coming several times. And every time, under different pretexts, she wants to serve the homemade food and nurse always rejects it. With that final stage where nurse also gives in, and they show that nurse eating the food offered by the grandma to his kid and then allowing the kid, and the joy that they show it on the face of the kid, still with the, you know, plasters and all, that set the story. That advertisement never talked about Fortune Wilmer with whatever O3 or this, that, etc. It's just that story that connected. So that's how they've built that brand, you know, right from. And today, if they talk such things, the loyalty of the customers are building very fast. So storytelling, emotional connect, personality development is all possible through brand story. Brand story can even help you to build value, relationship, etc., and make your association with customer very long. A brand story is different than the text on a website. So that's what one has to understand. Story is different than the text that you represent on any media. Story can be conveyed even in one headline. So one has to understand that. What is storytelling? Okay, we are not here for that, but its story is not the content. That one has to understand. Brand story is a two-way thing. It's what you want consumer and what your consumer believe about you. It has to connect. So that's where the story has to be delivered in such a way that it has been received by the consumer. It is part of his daily life, something that is happening with him. Brand storytelling requires creativity and understanding. It involves fiction, it involves slice of life, various things. You know, you can pick it up your story around. is different from standard story writing, because brand story should indirectly sell the brand rather than just entertain. Finally, the aim of the brand story is to sell. Normal story need not result in behavioral change. Brand story have to have change in the behavior. So that's what is the critical part of it. Hence, brand stories need to have the following things in mind. Characteristics, so salient aspects, whichever way you look at it, should not be a narration. Should not be just mere narration. I am this, I am that, or I moved from here to here, and not that. The story should be emotionally charged. It should have that emotional quotient. Understand that complete story arc. You have to have the complete understanding of how your arc is building. We have studied that the brand story shouldn't be standalone stories. It's the complete story told in one shot. The opportunity to build a long-term relationship with audience is lost. Understand this, sir. They are saying that you have to have, first of all, a larger perspective for your story. So how that Harley Davidson has moved this story to freedom is through phased manner. So once you know that, you are able to connect one phase after the other and thereby build the complete picture. If you try to show that complete thing in just one story, you will lose the opportunity, okay, to build the relationship. Stay consistent with the brand promise. Brand promise is at the center of your story, because you are ultimately telling this to establish that what you are, what you stand for, what you have promised to the customer. And the brand story should always consistent with the brand promise that you cannot move away from. So that center of your brand story lies the promise that you want to convey to your customer, what you stand for. What we are going to learn now is the elements. What makes a complete brand story? So there are six such elements: resolution, character, conflict, theme, setting, and the plot. So what is this? Resolution. The reader views, or the listeners when reads, watches, or hears your story should get the message of resolution. That is what he has to make one conclusion. Okay. Conclusion comes out of the climax of the story. The character. When you say that, it is not easy to come up with the right character. So storyteller is very important. Who tells the story? Okay, getting brand ambassador to depict the story may be very easy approach, but every time it doesn't succeed. Conflict. Storytelling makes the consumer feel about a brand, and conflict is necessary pain to include in the story. So, brand guy has to change the behavior. So, therefore, he has to bring the conflict. Conflict that a consumer faces because he has a problem and he has no solution to it. Brand has to adhere to that, you know, attend to that conflict, make consumer realize his conflict, and then tell him that this is a solution. Theme. It is like the moral of the story, but the brand story theme is an emotional. We said earlier that brand has to resonate the emotional part. So your theme has to be built around emotional. Setting, therefore, has to match with the emotional, this thing that you are going to talk about. How are you emotionally going to build? Emotion can be through excitement, through can be sadness, through can be humor, whatever. So you have to build that setting. And then the plot. Plot is how will you unreveal your story. The plot of a brand story is the action. That is what is going to happen there, in which sequence, that will convey the conflict that a consumer is having it and offers him the solution. So character and that whole unfolding that happens has to convey conflict and solution that you offer. So on the extreme right, this is what the account planner can do. So account planner has need to find out the following answer, which will give him the depth and develop his character. So resolution and character, to that stage, account planner, to come to that stage, account planner has to ask these three questions. What is the brand value? What brand stands for? Okay, how does this brand help others? And how does the product sold represents the value of the brand? The product that you are offering, how it is linked to the value that you are offering, the promise that you have made, and how will it translate in benefit? Conflict. So here the account planner has the consumer research done, you know, to know what is the conflict, the problem, that the struggle that the consumer is going through, and he's looking for the solution. That will help him to define conflict and thematize. And finally, the account planner that is setting in the plot will come out of understanding the circumstances that leads him to that conflict. Why consumer is in that state of conflict? So the right chord can stuck in the plot that you develop. So that's all element of the brand story I have explained you in brief. So how to develop a story. So here there are two sides: consumer writing brand story and ethnographic research. So what I'll say is, consumer writing the brand story, lot of ideas get created when consumers are told to write the story. Here you encourage, remember that element, circumstances or conflicts. You ask consumer to represent the conflict. You ask consumer how will he solve that conflict, etc. So that's how the story and the plot will emerge. This is because consumers being users visualizes the brand in a better way as actual users. The ethnographic side of research talks about, it is one of the most in-depth research. Ethnographic is a very in-depth research where you get into the ethnocentricity of an individual, the culture, the social aspects, etc. It produces reaction, it produces outcome, which is a combination of culture, social, aspects as such. The main purpose of ethnography is to obtain a deep understanding of people and their culture. People, culture and the brand has some sink in. So brand has to be part of the cultural cord. So that what will come out of the ethnographic research, and then when you pick it up, brand story created around cultural and ethnographic setting will find more acceptance. The framework SB7, brand story, story brand framework, SB7, this has been done by Donald Miller, who's a best-selling book, Building a Story Brand, has outlined a marketing approach that identifies seven universal story points, seven story points that everyone responds to. These story points are finding a lot of response from the customer. They are responding type, where customers are very engrossed, and created a framework for successful selling any product by developing a brand story. So let's understand that. This is the SB7 in short. A character that is in all cases your consumer have a problem. He is facing a problem. Okay. Like in today's world, I have also gradually realized that I should have tools to help me work multitask. Okay. Earlier, while working, if I have to listen to music, I have to get a switch on switch of my audio system, switch on audio system, put cassette. And today, I have no time. I want to do multitask. Over and above my official task, my wife wants me to book a ticket for her going to village. My daughter wants me to book his, cinema tickets. How can I achieve? So I have a problem. So as a character user, I have expressed my problem and meet a guide. Now you show that he meets someone who is an influencer or guide, or whichever way you see, in everyone's life, there's always an influencer who gives him a plan. Who tells him, aapke kapde mere se safed kaise? So there is a housewife, I use Veeam Tikiya. So that's how, okay, so that's, so there's a guide and a call them to action. So there's a guide, when you meet, guide gives a call to action. What is he doing? I met a guy who gave me a plan. Arre, buy a voice assisted tool, buy Amazon Alexa. Okay, that ends in a success. So when I get that, oh, I realize I found a solution to my problem that helps them avoid failures. So now I know either I will, the success is also the corollary to that is failure will not come, problem will not come again. Sitting on my laptop, Alexa, start this song. Alexa, book a ticket for this movie. You see? multitasking. I found solution. So I am more productive. So this is just a visualized example. Don't find critique in that. Understand as it has been told to you. Okay. Friends, I will request you to self-read this particular table, explanation and example for each SB7 stage. I have narrated my own life example earlier when I have shown you this particular slide where I have used my dilemma of multitasking, finding the solution as a Alexa, how I got that, somebody, a friend requested me, and how I go about that. So that's what I have explained you in a very simple term. This is very elaborately explained. Kindly do read that. There's no point in my reading one by one and giving you the explanation. So now we are trying to understand the brand personality is a concept in digital era. This slide essentially tells you that brands are losing in the digital age, and that example given is of the Alexa. Alexa, buy a shoes for me. I am not specifying. Alexa is giving me an option. Earlier, brand has to be on the top of mind. Now it is the top of what Alexa search shows him. So you see that that's a one big challenge. Second is, our senses are getting blurred. You know, we are now more dependent not on the brain, but more on what has been shown to us. And as a result, consumers are losing self-assessment evaluation perspective. They go by what is represented to them digitally. Therefore, the challenge of the brand is to remain present on various touch points of the consumer. So right from TV to social media to digital to mobile app, they are supposed to be where you go. So that's what is another challenge. Therefore, you have to use plethoras of tools to remain in touch with you. Therefore, it brings you to the concept of what you say, 360 degree marketing or integrated marketing communication, IMC. IMC with the web 2, you say that's the next phase of website, this thing which is currently prevailing, not that it is going to come. Integrated marketing communication helps you to integrate various media, find what is leverageable from each media, print for information, television for emotion, digital for engagement. Having done that, you set micro goals for each which is aligned with your major communication goal, and then you create an engagement. You deliver one single message, but that one single message with various role that a media can play can get you strong results, geometric progression. That message is consistently throughout different channels, so there is no inconsistency. Communication plan helps onboard the customer and increase the sales. So integrated communication will deliver the message very strongly. There is no blurring there. Okay. Wherever consumer will come across, he will see that same message. Like for example, Axis Bank, Badhti ka naam zindagi. So that message, be it print, be it television, they show the life slice of life of a growing individual. Job, then bank, then the marriage, then you know, a house, then the holidays, but overall badhti ka naam zindagi. So that's what we are with you in various life stage. So that's a message. Post the pandemic, so what the brand has to adopt after the pandemic is to be caring. Brand has to now leave the brand story which is talking about the USP or the price, etc. They should show the care which is reflected here. While you are distancing yourself, utilize doorstep banking, contactless doorstep banking. So that's how the opportunity was stepped. Brand also has to be digitally inclusive of all this thing I've explained you. Physical, senior citizen, differently abled. Brand has to bring that in their inclusive this thing, right? So that's what organization need to seize such opportunities emerging in the post-pandemic era and work around. Content accessibility guideline. Here in this bottom, it is mentioned web content accessibility guideline, which is covering, you know, all strata of the society, which has four principles. Perceivable, operable, understandable, and robust. So one has to use that guideline to develop your digital or web communication. That's what this guideline says. So in summary, brand personality is the human characteristics or trait that can be attributed to a brand. So personality is nothing but referencing the brand as a human being. Storytelling is not about company, it's about the customer and the value. Storytelling is part of the customer. Customer should see that story as a part of his life slice, and therefore he should able to capture the brand personality. The most powerful brand story are the one that prioritize the customer as the star. And brand personality has its own challenge. Personality has a scale and the ways to measure. In digital era, post-pandemic era, etc., brands have to adopt themselves. And finally, digital era challenges to accommodate as many tools, because you have to be present in front of various touch points of the customer and integratively convey one message. So that's the 360 branding. So with that, we have completed this chapter. Thank you, friends.